It's the Blackout.
What's up, everybody? On today's episode of the Hashtag Blackout Podcast, I have a rap super team battle for Jay to choose from. Team A versus Team B. The Avengers versus the X-Men. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is, you can figure it out once you hear them and see who you would pick in your rap team battle.
Cool.
We have some voicemails from our favorite Memphis correspondent cousin. And then we got a whole new segment called Jay's Got Some Topics.
I got some questions.
I don't know what I want to call it, but yeah, it got Jay's got 21 questions, like 50 cents. Anyway, all that and more. We'll probably change the name of the segment. But all that and more on today's episode of the Hashtag Blackout Podcast. Pew, 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 pew. All right, what up? Welcome back, and welcome back again to episode 251 of the Hashtag Blackout Podcast. To all of our new followers and listeners, I am the dude that they call Jalapeno Jay.
And I be the dude that's just Jay. Hey, it's Jay.
Telemarketer. And we're cousins. And we're back. It's a telemarketer.
A telemarketer.
Yeah. We're cousins. Podcasting. Oh, wait, go ahead. My bad.
No, you're good. You're good. Just a telemarketer podcasting.
That's funny. Yep. That's funny. So, yeah. Got Jay. Got Jalapeno Jay. And, yeah, we're backing at it again. Episode 251. Man. Jay. Okay. Let's get right into this. And thank you to everybody who found us from the gas prices way too high video, but also the rub a habanero under your eyeball video on Instagram. Yeah, I mean that dude's freestyle about gas prices. I mean, should probably just sort of stand the test of time,
of course,
because them prices are always and will continue to always be way too high compared to back in the day when it was like less than a dollar per gallon. And yeah, don't rub habaneros under your eyes to fix your bags, because you may not be able to see for a few hours. All right, Jay.
Yes, sir.
So I got a question of the day to you. Shoot. And this is how we start the show with a question of the day. Here's a rap super team. You got to pick Team A or Team B.
Okay.
Now, with both of these teams and the rappers that are on there, they actually have a year from the you know, timeline of their, I guess, of their music, you know, their music career. And a lot of these were the best years of their career, right?
Okay.
Or some of the best years of their career. So, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Here, and if you don't have it, I'm going to just drop it to you right now.
If Ice JJ Fish is not part of this, I don't want to answer.
Okay, we may need to add one.
No. Nah.
Okay.
Okay.
So Team A, 1994 Biggie Smalls and 2000 Eminem, 2003 50 Cent, 2015 Drake, and 2016 Lil Uzi Vert versus 1996 Tupac, 2008 Lil Wayne, 2012 Chief Keef, 2015 Kendrick, and 2018 Playboy Cardi. Between those two teams, who would you pick?
Well, to be totally transparent, I don't think I've heard any Playboy Cardi or Chief Keef. At least not enough to make a judgment.
You probably heard it, you just didn't know it.
I probably heard it.
Yeah.
Just didn't know it. I remember early Lil Uzi and when he was really rapping. I don't know what he's doing now. Sigh. Damn. 2008 Lil Wayne. Damn, that's tough. Hey, Jared. Dang it, Jalapeno J. I'm gonna go with it's tough, man. This is definitely a tough choice because Wayne was on fire that time, Pac was on fire that time, Kendrick was on fire that time, or he was coming up in the let's see, 2015.
I think that was Money Tree.
That was To Pimp a Butterfly era. Or
Good Kid, Mad City. Or
that was To Pimp a Butterfly era. Unfortunately, I might have to go with Team. Hey. I'm gonna go with Team A.
Biggie, Eminem, 50, Drake, Lil Uzi.
Yeah. Man, that's a tough one. That is a tough one.
You gonna go against your countryman, Lil Wayne?
That's what I was just thinking that. I was like, I can't go again. I can't go against Weezy F, baby.
Easy.
I'm going with Team B. Team B for the final.
Yeah.
Just hoping Playboy Cardi and Chief Keep can pull their own weight.
That is a respect. That's a respectable choice. Team B. I mean, both of them are hard decisions.
Yeah. 2015 Drake. What was he doing at that time?
Look up was 2015 Drake. I personally would. Oh, it is difficult. It's tough. It is
very tough.
It's tough. Cause I look at the Pac, the Wayne, and the Kendrick from B.
This is too late.
And I mean the other, you know, Chief Keef and Playboi Carti, they're you know they're whatever, but I look at those three, and they are like, you know, it's like who do you want to call it? Like when LeBron went to South Beach, and it was LeBron, D-Wade, and Chris Bosh, right? Like, those are those three guys. And then the other two dudes are just like, you know, a couple other rent. I mean, dang, don't even forget about Ray Allen. I don't even know who I put Ray Allen within those. But still, you know, those are like the three, you know, biggest names, iconic names on Team B. Team A, you get strong with Biggie, get strong with Eminem, 50 Cent, and Drake. And Lil Uzi Vert is like, he's like Jeff Hornacek. You know what I'm trying to say? He's just like a dude. You know, he's like a dude who could just go out there and just play. Uh-huh. You know, all right. Maybe he ain't even Jeff Hornacek. Maybe he's like John Paxson. You know, like he'll hit a good shot every now and then. Or B.J. Armstrong from the old Bulls.
Wow.
You know that?
Okay.
That's
okay.
Who he is.
Yeah.
You know, I ain't like the Bulls like that.
Yeah.
But
okay, I can see that.
But you have other really good players on the team. And I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying the rest of those guys are the rest of the Bulls, but still, I'm just saying that, you know, you have one guy. So if I was to actually put one of these super teams in concert and the order of the concert, I would actually do I would do Team A. Okay. And the reason why is because Lil Uzi Vert will be the first artist. The artist when everybody starts to show up, when there's only a handful of people there, because, you know, he's just going to go out and do his thing and, like, sort of get the crowd a little bit excited. Yeah, and then...
Go ahead. He'll be the opening act.
Oh, no, you're... Yeah, he'd be the opening act. And then I will follow him up with 50 Cent. Mm. And then I will follow 50 with Drake and Eminem at the same time. They would be doing a rap battle against each other, but like all in fun. You know what I'm trying to say? They'd each play their own song, but then they also be doing a rap battle simultaneously. So that would get the crowd hype. And then I would finish with Biggie Smalls to finish.
Ooh,
so yeah, Team A.
I wouldn't even be able to I couldn't put Team B in order.
Yeah, so think about that though. Like, think about how you would put them up if you were putting them in on a concert stage.
Hmm.
Which unfortunately can never happen with either of these.
No,
teams.
I think I would probably put Chief Keef first, followed by Playboi Carti, followed by Pac. Put Pac in the third slot, then Kendrick, then Wayne would close it out, Oh no, that would be tough because they both got big songs that can get the crowd like really, really hype. That's a tough one, man.
That's a good one. I mean, that's a good, that's a really good, you know, that's a really good lineup there. Yeah. You know, regardless, you're gonna have a good show.
Yeah.
Either way, you're gonna have a good show off that. So. That's okay. Cool, man. That's,
well,
that's
here's a battle for you. Or a concert. Would you attend this concert if your kid asked you to go? We got Ice JJ Fish, followed by Lil Darky. Followed by hell, I don't know. Ice Spice, followed by, hell, yeah, those three. I don't, I can't keep up with some of the people of today, some of the new little youngsters.
I'll tell my kid no. Sorry,
he probably would. At this point in time, he probably would not even want you to go with him.
Well. You know, I would probably go, cause I've gone, you know, to a couple of little concerts with them, but I would sit like always, cause always when you go to these concerts, there's like the little concert hall where the people are, you know, where the musician is playing, and you know, you could obviously hang out in there, and there's no like seats, you know what I'm trying to say, it's just like a music hall and big open area, and so is that, and then next, like adjacent to it, like is the what do you call it? Like the little, I don't know, like reception and waiting area where you can hang out, and it's big enough and there's food and drinks in there. So, and seats. So normally that's what I would do. I'll just sit in there and hang out while that's going. I mean, I walk into concert and listen to some music a little bit. And then
what if he says, head back out, Dad, can you just wait in the car? I'll text you when I get out.
No, we ain't doing that, bro. We ain't doing that. If you want to go, I'm showing up.
All right.
Until you're old enough to go by yourself. Yeah.
That's cool.
No, I don't know. But hey, you know what? That's a great question, too. And between all three of those teams, did you add your last team? I would still pick Team A. but hey, people, how about this? Leave us a voicemail. Jay, tell the people how they can leave us a voicemail, and then we'll get into the voicemails.
All right, people. 3853-BLAKPC R385-325-2572 is where you give us a call. Let us know who is on your team. Team A, Team B, or maybe even make a Team C. Yeah, make a Team C. Well, yes. Don't even make a Team C because I'm sure somebody out there would put a team together that would be all A-listers and that would blow Team A and Team B out the water. So
you're probably right.
Yeah.
You're probably right. You know, but hey, put, you know what?
Do it.
Yeah. Give us that team. Give us that team of people who you think would tear it up. And, you know, we'll listen. We'll watch it. We'll read about it. We'll talk about it. We'll even play your message on the show.
Definitely. Jay talking. Definitely.
All right. So we got two voicemails from our Memphis correspondent, Kayla. Our cousin down there telling us how it is in Memphis. So here we go. 3, 2, 1.
To the window, to the wall. I'm sick of you men sagging pants and showing your draw.
Say something else.
I'm over it. Oh, gosh, y'all. Hey, y'all already know who this is. It's y'all cousin. Look, I was in the store today. Went to the little corner store to get me some little fruity snacks. And a young man was in front of me, and his pants were sagging. I mean, y'all, like, he had these tight, like, biker short drawers on. He was gripping his booty. And I happened to look down and just shook my head, and his belt was underneath his cheeks. I don't get it. And I wanted to ask him so bad, like, explain this to me. But I'm on my own business because I didn't want to get shot. But I'm over it. Y'all look disgusting. And I was, you know, I kind of checked for doodles things. I didn't see any. But I really wasn't looking that hard. But he was like right in front of me. So when I put my head there and I just chuckled.
That's funny.
Disgusting. Oh, that was my day. That's nice. Day, you know. I guess I'll talk to y'all later, I guess. I'm out
too. That is nasty, man.
9:30. My eyeballs hurt. Okay. Not just split that draw today, but I guess I've just been looking at computer screens. I'll talk to y'all later, okay? Any thoughts on second pants? I mean, okay, then, bye.
Sagging pants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, hey, back in the day when we were in, you know, high school and all that whole time frame, that was the style, you know?
Mm-hmm. Not that extreme.
How far did you sag?
Not that extreme.
Did you ever sag like half butt, whole butt?
No, not even half butt. Maybe quarter butt. That was probably the lowest. Other than that, like today is like super extreme. It's below the butt. It's like that one time when we had an episode dedicated to it, where I was walking in Walmart and the dude, white dude with dreadlocks, had his pants sagging below his butt. His boxers were turned backwards, so the boxer hole was in the back. And I'm like, wait, what is going on here?
You know what, man? That reminds me of adjacently reminds me of the post that I shared a couple of days ago in our little Instagram message group with the Don't Judge Me podcast.
Yeah.
The sex pants, where the zipper goes from the front crotch all the way down and finishes in the back crotch, or maybe vice versa, whatever it is.
Front
and it's
crotch
for women
to the back
hikers.
Crotch. Whoa. Let's see.
Yeah,
and let me think about
it's
that.
Not a regular like zipper. It just goes from the front by your belly button area, abdomen, all the way back to the back to
the
top.
What
of your
what
butt
is
crack.
This called again?
Because apparently they're called the Nara. They're called the Nara, G-N-A-R-A, Nara apparel.
Oh, I thought you said
I call them the sex.
Okay,
pants.
Okay, that's where I was getting. I was like, why are they making sex pants for hikers? You know. Unless something's going on in the woods that when people hiking that, you know, easy access.
I mean, there is stuff happening in the woods apparently.
Okay.
But yeah, it's okay, so there's like a regular crotch zipper, but then there's another zipper that starts just below the crotch zipper and ends at the top of the butt crack. And so revolutionary hiking pants.
Okay. To poo or pee quick, I'm assuming. But you can't be wearing any underwear.
This says that you could wear underwear. You could just... It says, can you wear undies? Yes, we recommend athletic stretchy undies that you can pull to the side.
What?
Will I feel the zipper? No, they feel like normal pants. The zipper is along the existing seam line and has a custom fabric flap... so your skin never comes into contact with the zipper.
I'm not sure what to think.
The first comment I read, it says, it's all fun and games until the lip gets caught.
Wow. Okay, well...
you know,
with a thong you could push it to the side. Okay. Yeah, sure.
Somebody said, what if your fly was down? All the way down.
Somebody here we go. So are we all thinking sex pants?
Man, I thought about that. I thought of that before I even saw that comment. That's crazy.
That's funny. So we all know.
Yeah.
Interesting. Are they going to make some for men, though?
Somebody said, okay, but guys need these too. I don't want to take my pants off to poop in the middle of the night and lose precious body heat. Where's the GoFundMe?
That's funny.
And then I guess the people replied back, anyone can wear them.
I guess.
Yeah.
What? No. Well.
But like, what if you had diarrhea and was wearing these pants, bro? It would not work out well. Because imagine missing. Or imagine, you know, leaking to the left or to the right.
Well, I mean, you'd have to...
Then it'd, like, dry up, and you had to unzip them back
through
it. You'd
have to unzip them and spread them out. That would be the only thing.
But, like, for guys, I don't think this would work for guys, because normally guys, I mean, there are some guys who wear, you know, like, the what do you call them, like, the G-string things, which I think is very weird for those guys. But right. Or you know, like Speedo type underwear, I don't know.
Okay.
But majority of guys are probably wearing tighty whities, boxers, briefs, or free balling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say? So yeah. I don't know. Somebody said that would be great if P didn't come out like a sprinkler, those pants would be covered in piss.
They probably would.
Oh man. Okay. Yeah, and then another person said, okay, but what about when your pee doesn't always go straight and still wants to go towards your thighs? Or when it decides to spritz and spray instead of an even straight? I feel like it's a mess waiting to happen. And then the company replied, the opening is super big, so even if your pee sprays, it won't get on your pants. This is wild, man. People come out with the wildest thing. You know?
Maybe they're waterproof.
Kayla, would you rather see guys sagging in these? Oh, maybe they are. Well, you know what? They probably have some kind of like moisture wicking quality to them, because you know they're like designed for people who are hiking. And if you're hiking, then you're sweating, you know, all that stuff. So
since you sent me this clip, I have watched this loop about 40, 50 times, man. And it's still like intriguing.
It's
because I'm like imagining it on myself, like, like, can I wear these? How would I function?
You should buy the teal ones.
But then here's the thing. What if you do have to go? Mm-hmm. I mean, of course these are for hiking, but let's just say you're at a nature park and there's a porta potty. Mm-hmm. Well. Anything. Because nobody really sits down on the toilet out in public. They usually like either squat or they put some paper down. So it's like, what if you do put paper down and then you get up, you finish, do your business, and you zip the back up, and now you got doo-doo paper all over the back of your pants.
Man, what if, man? I don't know. What I think should happen is, I think you should actually
investigate.
I think you should buy some, you know, buy a pair for you and buy a pair for your wife. And then you could both, like, test them out.
Let me go to the link.
You know,
tree.
See
how much they cost.
See how much it costs.
Shop Gonorrhea.
They're probably like $100.
Oh, $170. No, thank you. The shorts are $118.
They got shorts version?
They got shorts.
I didn't even see that.
Shorts. Let's see if it all acts the same. Is there a zipper? I don't see a zipper, though. Or is there a zipper? Maybe there is a zipper. The Go There shorts.
Go There.
Okay, so these do have the zippers.
Okay.
But they're a little too short for me. No. This is not for $170. They got to do a lot of stuff for me to wear these or purchase.
They should send us each some. They should send us each a pair.
They should.
I mean, dang, that video got 11 million views. Dang.
Can we be like sponsors?
Maybe so. Probably. Let me see. Is it an option on there available to let's see here. Shop Nara. Join our general newsletter. Let's find out. Shop Explore account. keep in touch. Shipping return the butt team. There's no link to become an ambassador or something like that, but I'm sure it's a possibility.
Ooh.
$170.
But even though it's like, you'll get 15% off your purchase with a hashtag blackout code. Who's still gonna want to buy, you know, that for like $100 and some, you know?
Pro deal, right? Yeah. Oh, here's the, there's a beanie. They have a beanie. What if the beanie had a zipper right down the middle? That would be silly. Like, your head get too hot? Unzip the beanie.
Let some breeze in.
You know what I'm trying to say? Let some of the breeze in. Oh, dang. If I still worked at my previous employer, I could get a pro deal because they have pro deal memberships for qualified outdoor professionals.
Interesting.
Outdoor industry friends. I mean, I guess I could be considered an outdoor professional. I'd be cooking outside.
Yeah. What if you gotta go while you're grilling?
What if you gotta go? Oh. You just gotta, if you're out at a competition and you gotta go fast, and you don't have enough time to run to the bathroom, or if you're just out in your backyard and, you know, you walk in the backyard and you feel it start to go and you can't make it to the restroom.
Would it be like the same effect as like you're walking out and somebody says, hey man, your fly is down, and it's like your ass is out?
Probably. Where my backyard is, there's no corner of my backyard that's not visible to another house somewhere if somebody's looking out the
back. And it's just kind of fun. Well, I mean, you'll be in the privacy, it's just weird. Like, just imagine yourself right now putting your hand in the back and then zipping up your fly. Just like do that motion in your room right now and tell me that's not strange.
So hold on a second. So if I'm up and I go like from top to back, from back to front, it's weird because I could only go like halfway and then I got to finish it with the other side.
Bro.
Or back, and then I'm like halfway through my butt crack, and then back to the top. Nah, it's not for
it's
me.
It's like wiping yourself.
Some things you just have to realize are not for you.
This is definitely not for us.
This is not parachute pants from like when we were kids. You remember parachute pants? And there's zippers everywhere, you know, like, those pants were for us. Those zippers were fine. But these zipper pants, they're not for us. Interesting technology, though.
It is.
Interesting technology.
Very
good. Even like the Old Navy performance pants. You remember the performance pants where they had the zippers where you could like basically take off the bottom half of the pants at the knee?
Yeah, I had something like that.
All the way around. Me too. I remember having them. That's wild, man. Those pants are long gone at this point. But,
all right.
You know. Wow. Kayla. So, yeah. Sagging, not good. I also sagged a quarter butt down, you know, and yeah. Sometimes now I find myself, if I'm wearing like sweatpants or something like that, if I've been working out enough or whatever you want to call it, or if I forgot to tie if I forgot to loop the straps, then maybe I might sag if I'm bending down to do something. So yeah, but not on purpose. Anyway, yeah. Watch out for that. Watch out for them funky saggers. Anyway, all right. Here's the next one. 3, 2, 1.
Hey, we look and we got 'em. Bum, 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 bum. Yeah. You already know who this is. Y'all. You ever got off work and was hungry and decided to go to a little fast food drive-thru and you order, you know, something that you really like some baked chicken wings, some mac and cheese, and some slaw maybe, you know, with a Sprite, and you hot sauce in there, and you don't look in your damn bag. You go home. Man, I'm so disgusted. They gave me a thigh and a wing the size of my pinky finger, y'all, no lie. And they gave me a drumstick the size of my thumb, no lie. What do? You eat it? Or do you get back in your car and drive all the way back, or do you call? Tell me, what would you have done? Lord, not just talking. Goodness gracious.
That's it.
You know.
All right, so what would you do?
In those situations, man, I probably wouldn't drive back. I would probably eat it, but I would document the size of that wing in comparison to my fingers or whatever, and then probably put a review on Google or Yelp or whatever it is, Facebook.
Yeah, you give them a bad review.
I'd give them a questionable review. Yeah, it'd be something they'd have to correct. Let people know what to expect before they go drive there.
Well, yeah, that's a good idea. I'd probably be like, man, I ain't got time to drive up there. I'll probably do the same thing, man. I'll probably do a review and post the review, showing what I got. Sometimes company will see them Google reviews or whatever it is, Facebook reviews, and they'll reply to you and try to make it right. So, I mean, I wouldn't be trying to like get them to come off their money or anything like that. If I felt like they shorted me, like if they only gave me, you know, 5 wings and I ordered 10, I'd be like, nah, bro, I'm going back up there. But, you know, if it's something like that, yeah, I probably wouldn't even waste my time. Be like, you know what, I'm going to just do
this. I think we even mentioned this. Do we consider the drumming a flat one wing or two? Well, obviously it is one wing, but, you know, some restaurants sell it as two separate pieces.
Yeah. In actuality, it should be a third of a wing.
Well, yeah, because you got the little...
Because the wing is three parts.
You got that other little piece.
But okay, for the small business, small food business owner in me, I personally consider that a drum is one wing, a flat is one wing. That's my feeling. But, you know.
Interesting.
Some people be like, nah, that's not a whole wing. What do you think?
I know.
Caleb like be growing mad about up, that all the time.
Yeah, like growing up, I used to walk to the local business or whatever, or go to local business. You say, hey, I want 3 wings with fries or 3 wings with this and that, and they give you 3 full wings, like the whole thing. You know, the drum, the flat, and the little other part, you know. So that's what I'm always used to. I think it was probably when I moved up here and started going to what is that place? Wingstop. First time going to Wingstop. You know, and you order a certain number of wings.
Lemon pepper wet.
Yeah, you order them wings and it's like something's wrong here. Because they're all split, they're not full. They're just chopped in thirds, like you said, but you don't get that other little part. So I could understand a business side, because you kind of want to retain some type of money, but something about it seems very deceptive. So
you feel like it does. And I think this is the thing, like when these wing shops you know, started opening up like in mass, like the Buffalo Wild Wings and Wingstop, and there's another place. There's a place here I think called Wing Street, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Wingers, you know, places like that. They realized that the original founder of the Buffalo Wing, the person who first made it famous, it's debatable right now, it was either a black guy who created, what we now know as Buffalo Wings.
You know what it is.
Or another guy. But yeah, there's actually like a, I think there's like a Netflix show about it, like The Food That Made Us or something like that. And that's one of the topics. There's like one or two people basically credited for starting. Anyway, whatever the case is, they used to sell the full wing, just sort of like you were talking about. And if you go to the place down there in Houston called Timmy Chan, they sell the full wing. Mm-hmm. Over some brown rice, or over some rice with some rice with some brown gravy. I remember that. Or fried rice. But when restaurateurs realized that they could charge you for the full wing, but they could charge you the same amount for the drumette and the flat and call that a wing and have more, get more profit off of less food, they're like, you know what? Nah, we gonna break these down. And so that's what that started to come from, just capitalism. Yeah, you know what I'm trying to say?
Interesting.
You know, so that's the unfortunate part about, you know, about that. And yeah, man, I don't know how I feel about it, but as a food business owner, you know, each of those parts is a wing. Not the tip. The tip doesn't count. The tip, you just throw it away or you save it use it for like to make chicken.
Sometimes I'll munch on it too if I'm still real hungry. You could get very little bit of, you know, substance out of that.
Meat off it.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but that's a good question, though. Good question. That's a good debate. I'm going to be on a barbecue podcast here in about a month. So I'll ask those guys what they think about what they think a wing consists of. We'll see what those guys say. Yeah, so the funny thing is, before we move on, the funny thing is when Kayla said, yeah, you ever get off work and was hungry and decided to go to, and she said like a little fast food joint, the way that Google translated said, and decided to go to a Love fast food drive through.
Okay.
So I'm like, what kind of drive through is that? But yeah, we know it's Google doing its thing. Anyway, thank you for the voicemails, Kayla. Yeah. People, check the description, on this video, in on YouTube and also, on all the social media platforms, just like Jay said earlier. And you can actually, or maybe how he'll say later, whatever, you can actually see the phone number to give us a call and leave us a voice message. But now, Jay, I know you got some questions.
I do.
You got 21 questions, like 50
cents? Three, but close.
Close enough.
Yeah. So we're in this new age of working out and internets and people giving their opinions on things on the internet, and we could be very motivated to do things based on that, and you know, it kind of shapes the way we live and move on with our lives. So working out, six packs out and dad bods in, because I see a lot of women nowadays saying, hey, I want a man with a dad bod. What does a dad bod consist of?
Oh man! At first, I thought you was gonna say.
You thought I was.
At first, I thought you was gonna say you see a lot of women right now with dad bods.
I do see those too. You go in Walmart, you see those too. What do you think?
Okay, yeah. So I do believe the dad bod is in. It's become more and more acceptable and popular.
Okay.
And the reason being is, if you look back maybe like the last like 2 or 3 years, at social media advertisement, because really social media is the main driver of the fitness industry right now.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be like infomercials, like that guy who would get on the Gazelle, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
You know, somebody like that. But Now it's definitely social media. But in the past few years, 2-3 years, like, they're showing these t-shirts that, you know, make you look skinny. And the advertising is, or, you know, make you look like not fat or not flabby.
Right.
And the advertising around it is, you know, here is me with a normal extra large shirt.
Yeah.
Is me in the dad bod shirt. The same extra large shirt. And can't you tell? It looks like my stomach is flat. And like they ain't got no six pack. You know, they barely got a muscle. You know, there's no curve. You know what I'm trying to say? So I think the dad bod is more acceptable. Mm-hmm. A dad bod would be, it would not be considered somebody who is overly muscular and ripped, but it is also not considered somebody who is extremely obese and out of shape. It's basically anybody who is fat, flabby, all the way up to semi, you know, you have like maybe like you have like some good looking biceps, but maybe you got a one pack, you know what I'm trying to say? And you know, like a little beer belly,
okay.
You know, like a little, like, yeah, a little beer belly. So basically, like from a little beer belly, you know, it's from having like, let's see what you call it. It's like having like a pint glass or like a beer stein to having like a keg.
Very true.
You know, that's what it is, man. But yeah, it's definitely acceptable. Now, I know we talked about this in the past, me going to the Vasa over here and it being like a thirst trap type of location.
What's the Vasa?
Because
the workout place?
The Vasa is like 24-hour fitness. You know, it's basically the same type of thing. They have them up here. And yeah, so, you know, you have a ton of people there, you know, who... It's weird. You remember back in the 80s where they used to have like Muscle Beach and dudes would wear like the tank tops that go way low that cut down like across like the top of your belly and you could see their pecs like muscled out. Like there's a ton of
people. I love the change in voice when you did that.
Ooh, muscle guys. The funny thing is though, like you'll see a ton of guys like that at the gym that I go to work out at that Vasa. And the weird thing is they'll wear that and wear either some sweatpants or pajama pants. Like that's the style. And they'll wear just like a backwards flat brim hat. And a lot of times, you know, it depending on their race, if they are like Caucasian or Hispanic, they will have like sort of like a mullet looking thing. Even Asian, I've seen that. But if they're black or whatever, you know, they'll just have like, I don't know, like whatever the weird haircut is out right now for black dudes. But yeah, it's weird, man. But that's the style these all dudes. And like, they'll all walk around. They'll be like, walk around and do their thing. And, you know, they'll be pretty ripped. And then there's a bunch of other dudes, you know, that sort of look like me who like eat a good amount of barbecue and, you know, have a dad bod. But it's like trying to get there one day, maybe. I don't know. It's wild, man. It's wild.
Interesting.
The guy that I have a trainer over there, and the guy who trains me, who happens to be a brother as well, shout out to Q. He tells me like that there's guys there who 100% do steroids or some other kind of drug to try to get themselves ripped.
Yeah.
And looking good. It's not worth it, man.
No,
it's not worth it for
it's
me.
Not,
you know?
It's not. Wow. That's interesting.
Even if I was like a professional athlete, like I wouldn't even put that stuff in my body. So whatever. But yeah, man, dad bod acceptable.
Next question. All right, here we go. Next one, and this is inspired by something you posted up in one of the groups. What if you lived on the same street as everyone in your city?
Yes.
How would that go?
That's hilarious. It's funny because there's a city in Poland, a town in Poland, where every single person lives on the same street. It's the wildest thing. It's pretty cool.
It's cool.
But pretty weird.
It's very weird. Because what if you...
Yeah.
Is there only one way to get on this street? Or are there multiple ways? Because it would suck if you lived at the end of the cul-de-sac and you had to drive... All the way
if
down.
It was a cul-de-sac. I'd be so mad. What if you lived at the end of a what if your boyfriend or girlfriend lived at the end of the cul-de-sac and you had to do the walk of shame.
Ooh.
Back out so you can go back to your house. Oh, and you lived at the other end of the street.
Bro.
That would take forever. So no, there is a way in and out. There's actually one street that passes directly all the way through town, mm-hmm. right? So there is a way in and out. And the majority, I guess everybody in this town, yeah, does live on that street. For me, just like Jay Del Negro said, it'd be hard to find some privacy mm-hmm. there, because all the backyards look like they just go on for like a mile straight yeah, yeah, yeah. or like angled, yeah. whatever. It's a really interesting place. It's called Suzawa, Suzowa. It's interesting. If I lived on that street, I don't know, man. Would I much rather live in the middle of the street or one of the ends?
That's a good question.
Because one way or the other, if you're going through your city, if you're going to City Hall, if you're going to the next town over, you got to drive down the street. There's no freeway there. No outer like loop. So nah, man, it would be very weird. Hopefully the people that live next to me would be like my family. So at least, you know, I had people around me that I loved and trusted, you know what I'm trying to say? But yeah, if it's just some random neighbors like I have right now, yeah, it'd be pretty weird. Because what if you like got in a, you know, what if your neighbor like accidentally mowed your grass messed up your grass? That's, you know what I'm trying to say? Or you know, something else like that, you know? Like, it would be awkward.
It's fine.
I don't know. It'd be weird for me. I couldn't do it. I'd visit, but I couldn't do it.
Same. Likewise. All right. Last question. And this is for anybody out there to answer. Close your eyes, people, and imagine this. Unless you're driving, listening. Don't close your eyes.
Go to imagination time.
You're in a grocery store, checking out. You hear a commotion just a few feet away from you. It's old ass Karen and young ass Tamika in a loud argument. What do you do? Do you pull out the celly? Stop what you're doing and take a look? Maybe intervene before old ass Karen gets whooped? Or do you just mind your business and keep scanning? What do you do?
I will videotape it with one hand and scan with the other hand. So I can watch it later.
Multitask.
Oh, yeah, that's what I do. Yeah multitasking. Or if, like, my kid is with my son or daughter is with me, I'll be like, hey, record that real quick. Mm. But just be nonchalant about it or whatever. I don't know, man. It's weird, you know. I haven't seen too many of those situations. I've seen some, you know, every now and then, but
yeah,
it's weird. It's sort of awkward and you don't know what to do, but you want to watch, but you don't, you know?
Like, okay, so this is inspired by true events, people. And of course, everybody has possibly had this. So it's probably like 2 weeks ago. I'm in the most, I don't want to use the word ghetto. Let's just use the word ghetto.
In the
most ghetto-ish of stores, Walmart. And mm-hmm. I'm in there scanning my stuff, because out of all 28 lanes that they have, none of them are open, so you gotta scan your own groceries. Mm-hmm. And just a few feet. I could stretch my arm out and touch this woman, like, across the way. Mm. Old Karen and young Tamika got into a little spat over, I don't know, I guess maybe lady said something a little bit wrong to Tamika's kids. I don't know. I couldn't tell the whole argument, but it just got increasingly loud. And as I wanted to look up and see if Karen would get smacked, I couldn't do it. I mean, I peeked just to make sure it wouldn't like flow over into my lane and the lady wouldn't say, sir, can you help me with this lady? No, I wouldn't. I don't think I would do that. So I just kept scanning. Other people kept scanning too. Yeah. They were looking. I didn't see any cameras out, but it was definitely a scary moment for Karen. I was there, an eyewitness to all this. No cops around, surprisingly, because there's always a cop there. The managers had to come in, and the managers couldn't tell young Tamika anything because Tamika was telling the managers what to do, saying, "You ain't gonna do a goddamn thing." So, yeah, definitely one I will keep in mind and keep in my memory banks. You know, it's one of those days. And I'm about to experience that day again today as I head out and venture to the Walmart right after this.
You know, some of these, you know, these people crazy in these streets. I would personally say do not intervene. Just, you can watch from afar, you know. Just don't intervene, because people be, there's too many people who do too much stupid stuff these days. So I just say watch, learn.
I mean, I was smirking underneath my mask. It was funny. Because just hearing, I keep calling the Karen, Miss Karen. I'll call her Miss Karen just to be respectful. Miss Karen's reply to everything. Mm-hmm. It was just hilarious. Like, I didn't do anything. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know.
You just wait for the Karen to say one thing wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, you just wait for her to say one, you know, like, I ain't say anything to you.
I don't think she would have took it that far. Ooh, no.
And then it's over.
Yeah, Tamika was heated. She was about to go fist the cuffs.
Tamika's ready to fight. Huh?
She was ready.
Yeah.
She was ready and willing. I think she was probably frustrated because couldn't get through some grocery store lines quick enough. So,
Tough. It's always a watch situation, you know. Gone are the days when you could like go in and break up an argument and people would just be like chill about it. This day and age, people be trying to fight, they be trying to shoot, like all kinds of stuff. Yeah. So, I ain't trying to catch no stray fist. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, our bullets. Yeah.
So, y'all keep. At first, it sounded like you said or boobs.
Sometimes it ends up that way.
Yeah.
You might not catch him. You'll catch a glimpse of him.
But... like the zipper cup.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well,
I was going to say the shirt, the pants zipper flipped out. Butt cheek fell out.
Boobs falling out. Yeah. All that stuff. Yeah. All right. I ain't got no more.
Next question?
No more.
Is that last question?
That was the last question of the day.
Okay.
Keep it short and sweet. With my questions and that's all I got, man. You got anything else to?
All right, that's all I got too, man.
Okay, well, people, 251 # Blackout Pod, # Blackout Pod on Twitter and the IGs and TikTok. Catch us on your favorite streaming app. I was late to post up the last one because I was just so busy. Anyway, catch us on your favorite streaming app. Catch us Sunday mornings. You can join in live and direct. Add your 2 cents in. Or you could just call and add your 2 cents in that way. 385-3-BLAKPC or 385-325-2572. Hit up the hooksrub.com. On your socials and the website, and get yourself some hooks. Sprinkle it all over everything. It goes good. New products in the works.
One day it'll be here.
Before you know it, it'll be here.
One day it will be here for all of us to share and enjoy. Mm-hmm. And one day. But until that day, we grind and work and wait and hope that we can get it done. Get it done soon. We're going to miss the beginning of grilling season, quote unquote grilling season. Even though for me that's year round, for a lot of people that's basically like May, starting in May. But we'll miss the start of grilling season, but maybe we'll hit you right in the heart of grilling season.
That's right.
We'll see. We'll see. Anyway, on that note, I'm blacking out.
Peace. Blacking out, people. Peace.